Home and podcast time.
That's right. Benford Tools is proud to present a home improvement podcast. My name is Adam. You'll know my co-host, Jordan. Hey, Jordan.
Adam, my man.
My man. Yeah, yeah.
My man. Hey. Glad to be talking to you today.
I'm glad to be talking about home improvement with
you. Did you just take a drink of your coffee?
Water. Gotta stay hydrated in these times.
All times, really.
I mean, all times, but yeah, seemingly.
Is it eight ounce or eight glasses a day? Is that what the old adage is?
At a zero, too. That's what I'm at.
Oh!
I'm at the toilet constantly.
I hear the new updated version of that is half of your body weight.
Oh, I'm sure it's gotten more complicated. I don't know. I'm not very good at ounces.
But make sure you do the square root.
Don't weigh myself.
Water's important, everybody. Yeah, well, I'm glad to be talking to you. I'm glad you're staying hydrated.
Yeah.
I did not bring a water in here, so if my voice gets raspy, that's a problem.
Yeah, okay. Well, that will be a problem, and we'll address that as it happens.
I'll give you live updates.
Good so far. This is going to be a good one.
What you been doing?
Okay, yeah, good. Glad you asked. I had my comedy showcase, Jordan.
It was so funny.
I did hear you laughing there. It was nice that you made the drive up.
Well, last one you said I was taking a flight. Now I drove. I don't know. I was there. That's all that matters.
You can't fly right now, Jordan. So you had to drive, and I'm glad you did. Yeah, it was a good show. I got some laughs. You know, didn't get enough.
What'd
stage.
What'd you do? What's some of your bits?
Okay.
I mean, I know it's improv, so there's not necessarily
it's like
bits.
There's like structured games. So, I had a game where like I had to like I was in like a rap battle with other people.
Oh.
Yeah, I was never that. I'm not sure why I got assigned that game. I'm not that good at it. And I didn't do that well at it in the show. But I failed kind of in a funny way. So.
Spectacular way.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, I did some character work, which is, kind of, you know, you've been my co-host for a couple of years. You know, it's kind
I
of,
love your character
kind
work.
Of my forte. So I did some character work.
Did you bring out some of like the old standards or new characters on the fly?
I do a lot of the Rickford T. Belmont voice, probably a fair amount that I used to call you with the fence salesman character. I feel like that kind of manifests in a lot of different ways, but I don't know that I did it in the show. But it was a good crowd, and you know, the class itself, I wasn't sure that we had a lot of chemistry throughout the semester, but the final product was pretty darn good, all things considered. So
Gonna say last time we talked about this, you were pretty, I don't know, unenthused about it. So I'm glad to hear that things went well. I always wish that they, you know, I'm a big supporter of yours, and I wish that
huge.
One of the biggest. I wish they would tape this stuff so I could watch it. But
I wish they did too.
I'm surprised they don't actually for people's like demos or something.
Yeah, I think you're giving the people telling
know,
giving
it
too much credit. Comedy Sports, you know, I guess. Well, Jason Sudeikis went there, you know, so that's something.
There
but,
you go. I mean, I have, you know, last Monday we had our basketball game, and I had people come and film us, you know.
Really?
No.
I was going to say, why?
I can barely get enough players to show up to play a game. No, nobody's got a camera in their hands. Although, somebody did get kicked out of our game. Like, just somebody.
On your team?
No, there was just a spectator who I think they played the game before us, and I don't even know exactly what they were doing, but they were being obnoxious, apparently. And 3 minutes into the game, the ref stopped the game and kicked out these two guys.
That's not a good look. You know, you
it's not a good look.
It's not that cool to hang around after you've played a game. Strike one.
Like, you definitely don't need to scout our team,
yeah,
if that's
like,
what you're
out,
wondering.
Get out of there. Especially like a low-stakes basketball game. Like, I don't know.
Oh, you tell these people it's low stakes.
Yeah.
But also, like, he took like realistically 5 minutes to leave.
Oh,
like he
so
was just taking
really
a sweet time.
It's really a big exit. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even just a very slow saunter. Not even a big exit. Like.
So the same thing happened to Dave Swain in 2006. Same thing. Yeah. equally embarrassing. It's never a good look.
D-Swizz.
Yeah, he made his choice, and the referee made theirs as well.
And be careful. He's a fellow Bell Mead baller.
Yeah, and a fan of the podcast. I know. Sorry, sorry, Dave. You know, anything else good you want to talk about? Good things going on? I want to avoid the obvious stuff here.
Have you decided yet what our next Patreon episode is going to be?
No, but I think I should decide right now on the fly.
Ooh, drum roll, please.
Let me think about this. Well, let's talk through it. Okay.
Let's talk through it.
I like to do things that are featuring Home Improvement cast members whenever possible.
Sure.
So, you like
Kid Nation.
That was your choice, and I respected you for it. But
Goofy movie.
That's not how I... yeah, that's true. Well, I want to get back to that, I should say. So, we also have the stipulation it needs to be under, what's your time, 52 minutes? That seems to be the new bar.
For you, Adam, as long as it's under 3 hours.
How 3 hours, wow, okay.
Opens up the opportunities.
I think I want to try to find, if you're serious with that 3 hours thing, which I don't know that you ultimately are, we'll talk about that offline. I'd like to find like a Zachary Ty Bryan movie that he's in. Like a, I don't know,
yeah.
Like kind of
we
a
haven't
bad,
done any of those.
Yeah, I like to. I mean, we've done a JTT one.
I doubt there's a Terry Nelson.
I was
going
to say
one.
TNS. He didn't make it to the silver screen. Patricia Richard. We've done a lot of Tim Allen, Richard Karn. Those would be like Lifetime movies. So I want to find a ZTB movie that he's prominent in, which would be kind of hard because if he's just a bit part, it's kind of a wasted conversation. So
right.
I need to do some research, but I'm gonna go with a ZTB film, preferably under 90. If it could be under 80, that'd be even better. But I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, sounds like a TBD. I'm excited to hear what you come up with.
And, no, TBZ. Zach.
My mistake.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad we got that under control.
Hey, I've been meaning to ask you.
Okay.
Those lizards still going crazy down there?
So, I guess something I did do is home improvement related. My father-in-law and I ripped out several bushes in front of our house, and there's been lizards all around. We they must have been hiding there, and now they're hanging out just on the porch, getting the sun, not falling from trees.
Why are you ripping out bushes, Jordan?
Well, they were kind of overgrown, and we're looking for something lower where you can see more of the house, a little bit better curb appeal.
Yeah, show off all those bedroom windows you got. All those bedrooms.
Well, mostly I want to be able to see people coming, because my office door faces the front yard, so I want to be able to see who's coming at me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, good to get inspiration as you're recording this podcast to kind of look out. You could see. I'm looking.
You
want to
know what
right
I can
now.
See right now?
Yeah, you tell me, and then I'll tell you.
All right, well, I see the corner of my house. I can see my neighbor's like waste receptacles. So we've got the yard waste, the recycling, the trash, and their yard and an air conditioning unit. So
okay.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, I definitely have you beat. Then I'm looking out at a couple of houses across the street. Sort of residential for a downtown Milwaukee street. The house I'm looking at directly in front of me, the cream city brick for which the city is renowned for. It's a light colored brick, old fashioned house. You'd probably call it a Victorian. And there's
other people wouldn't though.
Well, you'd call it that.
I would.
I guess I would too. And there's an American flag all the way at the top, full mast. Is that what you call it? I know half mast is halfway down. Is that the very top full mast?
It is now.
It is now. I was a flag boy at Sipe Elementary in fourth grade, so I should know. I should know a little bit more about that. But Old Glory is. It's a windy day here. There's a gale warning today. So there's some breeze in the flag. Oh, she looks mighty. Oh man. And as I said, that she took flight, and yeah, the stars and stripes. They never looked so good. As divided as our nation is, the flag still a specter of beauty.
What a rendition that was.
Yeah.
I also did not say this, but I can see a satellite. Somebody's got DirecTV.
Oh, now
there.
You're just bragging.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Hey, you want to know something fun? I can too.
Oh, wow.
Wait, are you in the same room as me?
The call's coming from inside the house.
Oh, my God. All right. That was fun. You know what? Ultimately, we probably should have just talked about coronavirus. Probably would have been funnier than that, but no.
No.
I should also say happy Friday the 13th. You know I'm a friggin' big Jason fan, so gotta get...
Are you gonna watch a movie tonight?
Well, I told you I'm going to see that Ben Affleck basketball movie.
Oh, that's right.
It's right up here. Right, you will. I think you'll like it.
What's it called again? I saw commercials for it.
The Way Back. It looks like a fake movie, kind of. It's like when Draft Day with Kevin Costner came out, and it's like, is that a commercial for?
I thought it was a commercial when I first saw it.
Yeah, no, it's a real movie. He's gonna get redemption for his playing career, I guess, that didn't go his way. I guess he played at Kansas, someone said.
It was very confusing, but I just saw basketball and I was interested.
I'll give you a full report next week. So, no, and then tonight will I watch a Jason movie if I can get one for free, maybe. I mean,
maybe on IMBD TV, is that what it is? DB TV.
Yes, okay, yeah. Yeah, you can do that, but they throw a lot of commercials in there. That's where they get
It's got to be free. Free for somebody, not for everybody.
You bring up a good point. And Jason obviously is related because Marty's wife Nancy is in Friday the 13th, Part 8. Jason takes Manhattan, where Jason is in Manhattan for the last half hour of a movie that is under 2 hours. And then he sees a billboard for a hockey mask and then looks at it and says, huh, that looks kind of familiar. Breaking the fourth wall.
And with that rendition,
it's a really good payoff. You know,
you've apparently broken some copyright rules because I hear the police coming for you.
They heard me say Jason and they got scared. It's the least of the city's worries right now. So.
All right. Do you want to talk about this episode or do you want to talk more about Jason?
I mean, it would be Jason if I really could.
You want to know how many Jasons you've talked about so far? Jason Sudeikis, Jason from Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Have you mentioned Jason from Home Improvement yet?
I was going to, but you would beat me to it.
And then my brother.
Your brother. Yeah, your brother Jason. Yeah. How's he doing?
We're losing people. All right. This episode 171, is The Right Stuff. This one is written by Jennifer... Now, I heard this on The Office podcast that's...
how do they say it?
I think it's Saletta. And I've been calling her Coletta. So my fault, Jennifer. That's
you listening to The Office, ladies?
I do. Yeah, it's something that I can put on the background while I'm working. So not a lot of mental, I don't know, stamina required for that. So
my buddy Troy, he listens, and he says it's like real, like name droppy, like kind of insider. Has that been your experience?
I mean, that's kind of their angle, is behind the scenes type stuff, yeah. Because they were on the set.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's good enough that I haven't stopped listening yet, I guess. Okay. But it's not like...
You know
like,
where I stand on those kind of things.
I'm against it. I mean, I will say Conan is like 100 times better.
Okay. All right. Well, we can talk about that another time.
All right. Not only Jennifer, but Adam England, they both wrote this together. And they both wrote The Old College Try, where Tim becomes a professor, if you recall.
I like that one, I think. I have good feelings about that episode.
That's good, I'm glad. This one aired March 31st, 1998. The title reference is The Right Stuff, which is a 1983 film about the Mercury 7 astronauts. And it seemed like a pretty intense film based on the IMDb page, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Hmm. Well,
so can't really comment.
Sorry. Okay, well, that's embarrassing for us. You know what we can comment on?
I'll tell you what, though. I know it's based on a book, and it was written by Tom Wolfe. So there's some truth for you. I'm a literary guy.
You always have been.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't really know.
I have four alternative titles.
All right, I got three.
I'll start. IR Stress.
IR Stress.
IRS.
Being
audited. Put on your thinking cap, okay?
Sorry.
Hey, babe, what is it? Seventh period summer school, babe?
How about paper problems?
Yes.
It's very tepid.
I definitely understand that one.
Well, you know what? If you don't like that one... You're not going to like the next two, because they're all journalism-based.
I'm going to get a little blue here. I hope you don't mind.
All right.
Audit? Oh, shit.
Oh. Well, it's funny that you went to with you've gone 2 for 2 on tax stuff so far.
Well, it's tax season.
April 15th. Wait until this motorcycle goes by.
Oh,
why is there a motorcycle in my neighborhood?
Is that your wife's motorcycle?
How about the fight for the front page?
All right. Boo, Litzer.
Brad's beat is my third one.
Oh, hey, mine's kind of similar. Extra, extra. Brad's all about it.
The voice helps with that one, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, yeah. Pretty good. I mean,
yeah. It's
all about perspective.
Yeah.
Just like this episode. And we're going to open on Tool Time on Location. We're renovating, it's a bit strange, a dead woman's house, it sounds like?
It seems to be the joke. I don't know.
Strange jokes.
Something Danforth I wrote.
Well, they're going to demo some wall at Danforth's. And Tim gets to work with a hammer a little bit. He's excited. He's just clawing away at the drywall. And, you know, they kind of move later. The time goes by. And the studs are just left.
Never a good sign when they do that.
Right away, too.
Yeah. Like, yeah, never a good sign.
It's been like 20 seconds at the scene.
Yeah.
So apparently the saw will not work to get rid of these studs. And Tim has a giant sledgehammer. You can see where this is going. He apparently has... I like that they've really, like, explained to you what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Yep.
Tim has some sticky stuff on his gloves from the Lions. I do like the joke here where they're talking about how, like, that's illegal. And so he says, I'm sorry, the Bears. I thought that was kind of funny.
Hometown humor.
Tim almost takes out Alan Heidi with the sledgehammer because the gloves are so sticky that everything just flies off, flies backwards.
I guess, yeah.
It's crazy. Tim has the fix for his gloves. He puts the glue on his hands and the gloves, and then he just flies out the window. What do you think about that gag? Top 10 gag ever?
No. very middling. I couldn't help but wonder, okay, so you know how they start, and then they like fast forward to later? Like
yes.
They do the...
Yep.
Why didn't they just start with the later?
Oh, because the dead jokes were so funny.
No, they weren't. I mean, I guess they said when he falls out the window, he goes down like a chute that they've made for debris. I guess they set that up in the very beginning. But like the first 20 seconds of the episode, they just sort of abandoned and then cut forward. So I couldn't. I wondered, why don't they just start with the later portion?
Well, you know, we've had a few episodes lately where they didn't have enough content, so they had like weird things.
I mean,
this
is like 4 minutes long too, so it felt padded for sure. But I don't know. All right, well, I'll just leave it at that. I didn't like it, no, Jordan. home. Randy's writing an article on genetic mutations for the school newspaper.
Man.
Oh, man, that sounds so interesting. Some real spiky hair on Randy here.
Yeah,
particularly
it's
spiky.
It's very late 90s.
Yeah, pretty spiky.
And he's got the highlights, right? Or am I wrong?
I can't tell if it's natural or not. I don't want to, you know, cast aspersions. I don't want to say something to be wrong, you know, like that might be all natural. And then if I'm wrong, he's going to come after me. So it kind of looks like your hair used to in high school a little bit.
You think so?
No.
I was going to say, I don't think I did my hair in high school. More closer to what I do now, maybe. But
Tim and Jill are being audited. This will be coming back a couple times throughout the episode. Better every time. Brad comes home. He's spoken to the career counselor. And he needs more extracurriculars for college, so he's going to work for the school paper. But Randy works for the school paper. I wonder if there's going to be a conflict. There will be.
Are you sure?
I am, only because I did continue watching the episode. Sometimes I turn it off after 5 minutes, but this one I kept going.
And then you talk about it. All right, IRS aside, we're going to the newsroom.
And... Do you mean IR stress?
I do. Isn't that what they're known for?
I'll say tax season is my least favorite season.
Okay.
What's the old like joke in Michigan? Michigan has two seasons: winter and construction.
Hey. Are you gonna tweet that out from the main handle?
Yeah,
it'll probably get a lot of likes.
Yeah, yeah.
If you include a picture of cones,
I'll say an important message from Owen podcast and then tweet that.
Okay. So in the newsroom, Lauren, we see Lauren. I don't remember when we saw her last, but she's still there.
Nice to see her. Always. I mean, she's a friend of the pod, so as far as I'm
Courtney
concerned,
Peldon.
Friend of mine.
An A+. Yeah. There's other kids there. It's kind of an interesting group that we have, and we can maybe talk about them a little bit more by the end of the scene. But first, Randy is excited about his genetic mutation article. Brian, this... I don't know how to describe Brian, but this guy who's just kind of sitting there, and his only role on the episode is to kind of be an idiot, I think, is mocking his story.
Oh, so this guy is not the editor.
No, Brian is the one who... He comes to Brad later and has,
a
story that Brad won't even print.
He wants to do the bra stuffing story, which is problematic.
I don't think the principal would be okay with that.
Yeah, that seems like an issue. Yeah.
Brian has a problem with this genetic mutation story. He thinks it's going to be boring. Brad comes in a little late. Whenever I see Brad with other kids that are supposed to be kids...
He looks so much older.
He looks like 5 years older. It's so weird.
When him and JTT square up in this episode for a little bit,
I thought Randy was going to die.
Yeah, it's like he will murder you. He might just, like, rip you in half.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking... Remember when I said that DK is doomed in Kid Nation? That's what I was thinking about Randy.
DK is dead meat?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, And yeah, so Brad comes in. He's going to write some articles. He's got ideas.
Hey, yo.
He wants to do sports and stuff. Locker room buzz.
I like how hey, yo is all of a sudden like his catchphrase. Like he comes in saying hey,
he's
yo.
He's never said it ever.
And then he's like, I'll just do my, that's my catchphrase, so I'll definitely make that the name of my column.
To be fair, maybe this is his catchphrase at school, because we don't see him a lot at school.
True, yeah.
It's a weird catchphrase, but locker room buzz, workout tips, you know, I mean, this isn't rocket science, and I guess I'm kind of surprised they don't have sports sections at the school right now.
I guess this is just more like gossip, though, right?
Yeah, I guess so. It's an angle. People
are
excited.
He does come in, and he's like, so the editor kid kind of cracks me up because
he is
like,
funny.
It's just like
he's got a tie. He's got his arm, his shirt.
I believe that this would happen in a school. Like, I could see a guy that just like takes the school newspaper a little too seriously and like thinks he's like working.
He's always got
for
a notebook and a pen, and he's like smacking it against the notebook.
Thinks he's at the Freep or something, you know? And he's like, Brad comes in. He's basically like, I got a pitch for you, sports. And this guy's like, great idea, love it.
Run with it. We won't give you any ideas.
It. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah, maybe that's a beat you should have had covered. I don't know.
At the Lakeside, I don't know what it is. Lakeside Reporter?
I think that might be it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, back at home, next
Randy
scene.
Does try to offer tips, but the editor is like, Brad's got this.
Yeah, he's pretty confident. I mean, Brad's very popular. We see it here. It just
the writing is kind of strong, seemingly. Later, he's definitely got a voice.
I would say, yeah, definitely. He's like Mitch Album. Back at home, Tim is trying.
Mitch Album. Yeah. Definitely.
Back at home, Tim is tracking down receipts for the IR. What's they're called? IR stress.
Stress. Yeah.
All right. He goes over them with Jill as Brad comes down with good news. And I don't remember exactly what Tim does here, but I did write down Tim is making questionable tax choices. I'm a bit worried he's going to go to jail.
I don't know. There's like a lot of different jokes.
He's trying to write stuff off, basically.
Yeah, and he like dumps out a whole bunch. I don't know if it's this scene or later, but he dumps out a whole bunch of receipts, and they're questionable. Yeah.
Yeah.
This sort of anti-government interference is sort of a precursor to what would happen on Last Man Standing.
This is the biggest glimpse we've ever had of it, I would say.
Hot take, spoiler alert, do your taxes right.
Randy comes in with the rub about what's going on. He says, like, all right, time to work hard now, Brad. And Brad's like, I got done with the article in about 45 minutes during Spanish class. And they get a lot of work out of the Spanish class stuff, because he keeps saying like hola and adios and
see,
like,
I kind of missed that. Like I knew he was saying all the Spanish stuff, but I didn't really know why.
I like it without context better, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it was still funny.
He hands the article, I think, to his family as he checks out, and everyone gets to read Hey Yo by Brad Taylor. You want to know the contents of this article? It's about as good as our Twitter feed, I would say.
Yeah, it's probably a little better than our Twitter feed.
There's a poll on Boxers to Brief. We hear that there's some dating news from the tennis team. Randy hates it, but Jill and Tim, they see the merit. And I don't know.
I mean, let's be real. You'd much rather read that than Randy's genetic mutation article.
Yeah, I mean, consider your audience.
Yeah, come on, Randy.
I'm impressed at how lengthy this newspaper is when we get to that later.
I don't even remember our high school newspaper. There must have been one, but I have no recollection of it.
Was there? Or was it just yearbook?
Every school has to have a paper, right? I mean, not legally, but like...
It's in the Constitution.
Kind of like seems like every school has a paper. Schools definitely have yearbooks, yeah.
That's also a hot take spoiler.
Hot take spoiler alert. Schools have yearbooks. I think I've mentioned, but I did write for my elementary school newspaper.
What was it? Disciple Standard or something?
I don't remember the name, but...
It should have been Disciple Standard.
Yeah, I know.
Except for none of you kids could spell that.
I interviewed Kyle Groh's mom, and somebody said that, and like somebody walked by and like raised their eyebrows like I was like dating her or something, and I got really mad at him later.
Third grade Adam.
I'm not romantic with Kyle Groh's mom, okay?
Kyle Groh's mom's great. She's great.
Very popular. She's very popular.
Well, yeah. She subbed for a while.
Yeah.
She's a Davis and Deke cup, by the way.
She was a hit, and...
You know what? When I coached girls basketball for middle school, her daughter was involved, so I got to hang out with her and Kyle a lot, and great family. And they've also met me at Disney before, so...
You know, I really like the family as well, and you know what? To be honest, when I was in writing for the school newspaper, I wasn't even that bothered if people thought we were dating.
You actually encouraged it.
I was like, yeah, because
you know who
started
the rumor? Adam Dietz.
Yeah, it was weird that after I told people that they started saying it.
Up and down episode.
Cut that and put that in our social media thing.
I get 2 minutes, and you know it's going to be the
tag. And then tag Kyle.
Davis and deep cut.
All right.
Back at school, Lauren shows Randy the paper. She's pretty happy about, you know, his paper. She's trying to boost him up and say he was great writing, all that kind of stuff. But Randy finds out his article's almost on the back page, right next to the school lunch menu. Another funny thing about this school lunch menu, apparently it has recipes.
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't make sense.
We're going to have, is it?
What did she say later? They make their what the same way as I do? What
is it? I don't know.
It's like beef stroganoff or some shit, yeah.
Favorite school lunches? We've probably already talked about this, actually. Turkey slaw?
I liked most of them, if I'm being honest. I don't know. I felt like the school lunches were pretty good. They were very unhealthy back then.
Pizza Boat seemed not as good.
Well, you don't get Pizza Boat. Don't get Ribicue. Make smart choices. Chicken sandwiches are good. Obviously, turkey slop is good.
That was really the only one I ever
stuffed
got.
Crust cheese pizza is good. French fries. Yeah. I mean, I always had a good time with
it. In high school, I remember at least 1 year, like every single day, I would get a giant plate of fries. I wonder how many calories was in that. Because it was not like... It was more than what you would get for like a large fry at McDonald's or something.
Yeah, it was huge. yeah, I would get... I would get a lot of fries. You know, you had as many as you could fit into like a small sort of cup thing. But then I would take a cookie that I was purchasing and then cover the extra fries that I was getting so as to hide them from the cafeteria worker so they wouldn't charge me extra for the fries that I was taking.
And that's when you lost Kyle Bro's mom.
Yeah, I put on some weight. And, you know, I wasn't in third grade anymore. I didn't have that appeal. But yeah, no, I got no beef for the school lunches. I mean, they had an ice cream machine and kids were just buying ice cream, so I'm assuming that's not still a thing, but...
I don't know. Hard to know. We'll never know. I don't know. How many times can I say no? All right, well, Randy's at the back of the paper. Brad's on the front. And Lauren tries to temper Randy, but he's livid, so... Short scene, but instrumental.
They really made it count. Yeah, they made it count. All right. Home. Face Off.
The movie?
You've seen Face Off with Cage and Travolta. Now it's... Randy and Brad.
I know what we're watching next Patreon episode.
It's much longer than... It's about 2 hours. J&T, people like me... Oh.
I like when you write in riddles.
It's all I do. Apparently.
Hieroglyphics and riddles.
Yeah, so they get into a fight. Brad says, you're mad, you're just jealous, blah, blah, blah. People like me better. I'm more popular. I'm better looking. And then he ends and says, I'm taller. Randy leaves. Brad goes upstairs. This is where we get Jill finds a newspaper somehow, and we do find out that they do. She does make the same. What is it? She uses the same recipe that the school newspaper does.
Yeah, I don't remember what
more
it was
jokes
exactly.
About Jill's cooking, which people don't like. We did a poll on it, so we know that's true. And Tim ends the scene by saying, just let them work it out on their own. I had brothers, and that's just the best way. You can't interfere. They're getting too old to interfere. So.
Yeah. Also, at the start of the scene, Brad is, like, sending the newspaper to everyone he knows, which I think is just kind of funny. Later at home, they're still auditing. This is a long audit. Mark comes down and wants to put Brad's article in the fridge because...
He's a little stinker, isn't he?
He sure is. The more they fight each other, the less they fight with him. Yeah. I feel like at this point, are they really fighting with him, though?
Yeah, I know. Like, are they?
You're not eight anymore.
He's just like, they're giving me crap. It's like, you're as tall as both of them. You're like, yeah, you're an adult. Like, what kind of nonsense are we talking about here? I don't know.
They're probably just making fun of his clothes.
Yeah, and they should.
You know what? If I recall, they were very supportive of his filming habit. So, I don't know.
I like that you called it a habit.
All right. Things continue to escalate between the brothers, and Tim says, "Take it outside." Not what Jill wanted to hear at all. And I wrote, "Brad is going to murder Randy."
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Tim, Randy never stood a chance.
No. Tim finally goes out to talk to Brad, and Jill gets to talk to Randy. And we get a joke that we've had many, many times where Jill apparently tells the same, like, stories over and over. This time it's the flute story, which she tries to disguise as, like, a trombone story, but Randy's not falling for it. But, you know, why she's so concerned is that Brad is going away in a year, and you only have so much time together as brothers. And you know what? She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. But let's be honest, Brad, he's going to a community college, so he's going to be around.
But that doesn't mean Randy's going to be around.
That's okay. You bring up a good point. Okay.
Outside, right. Tim is with Brad, as I said, and he shares a story about driving his brother's car into a lake.
Mm-hmm.
I saw in the trivia somewhere that they mentioned this lake before, so I don't know that that's trivia, but it is.
The lake, located in Birmingham, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit, was also referenced in Unchained Malady, Season 1, Episode 19.
Wow. So.
Some consistency. Yeah, Quartin Lake. You ever gone skinny dipping there?
No. as Tim is sharing the story about the car in the lake, he says it really hurt our relationship.
What's the deal with Uncle Steve? Is there an Uncle Steve or not? Because I feel like we heard about Uncle Steve early on in the show, and then there's like... He goes to his mom's house, and it's Marty, and it's Jeff. But now we're hearing about Uncle Steve again. So what is there an Uncle Steve or not? The show can't decide.
Well, he was in the car that went down.
So he's dead.
Yeah, that's why it really hurt the relationship.
Tragedy strikes.
The end of the scene is kind of funny. Tim gets, like, lost in a fake fight with his brother. I don't know. Just kind of funny to see him going at the air.
Hmm. Yeah.
You didn't like it so much, huh?
It's okay. I guess I just ask a little more at Home Improvement than you.
Well, at this point, I don't ask much about you.
It's a losing battle.
Yeah.
Jeez. Next scene. Randy's taking out some trash, and Wilson is there, so... Better play a clip.
Well, howdy-ho, Tater Teen.
Hey, Wilson.
Shouldn't you be putting those newspapers in the recycling bin?
Nah, thanks to Hey Yo, this paper is definitely trash.
Oh, I take it you didn't like Brad's article.
Did you read it?
Yes, he gave a copy of it to me a few moments ago.
Surprised he didn't frame it for you.
Well, actually, he did.
You know, Wilson, I've worked for 2 years at that paper trying to produce quality journalism.
Then Brad waltzes in and steals your thunder.
Well, it's not so much that he stole my thunder, it's just what he stole it with.
Jock itch.
You got it.
Randy, let me ask you something. If Brad had written a brilliant article, would you feel any differently?
I might be a bit jealous, but at least I would have respected him.
You know, despite what anyone might think of Brad's article, it doesn't diminish the quality of yours. You know, Robert Kennedy once said, "Each time a man stands up for an ideal, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope."
Wilson, I'd like to believe that, but how do I keep pouring my heart into my writing if people are more interested in who's scratching where?
You know, Randy, once I was a young columnist for the Wichita Star, then one day I got bumped for my featured column by this hotshot named Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell?
Oh, yes, the god of gossip, the earl of innuendo, the prince of propaganda, the duke of...
Wilson, I get it.
No, I've got one more. The baron of baloney.
So what were you going to say?
Well, it was just that I was so outraged by being upstaged by Winchell, I wanted to quit. And then suddenly, I realized, if more people buy the paper to read Winchell's column, more people are going to read mine.
So maybe Hey Yo can do for me what Winchell did for you?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, because of him, the readership doubled for my column, Rock Beat.
You wrote about rock and roll?
No. Rocks.
Wilson read the article. Brad framed it and sent it to him.
I'm glad that they didn't do the joke where it was like Wilson's reading all these high school articles. You know what I mean?
On his own volition. Like, he's like, oh, I subscribe to every high school newspaper. I'm also a creep. Randy finally admits, you know, that he's kind of jealous. Wilson brings up a Robert Kennedy quote, something regarding a ripple of hope. But essentially the gist is that, well, maybe that's not the gist. Wilson used to write for a Wichita paper, and there was like a sensationalist, like gossip columnist who was more popular and always got a better like heading, front page. But because of this guy, Walter Winchell, I don't know if that's a real person.
I think it's a famous person.
Okay, probably should have looked it up. Because of his, you know, popularity, there were more eyes in the paper, so ultimately Wilson's articles were getting read by more people, so it was a good thing. He tries to sort of relay that information to Randy, and he gets through to him finally. Why is Wilson writing in Wichita? Is he from there?
Nah, he's been everywhere, man. Walter Winchell, syndicated American newspaper gossip columnist and radio news commentator, originally a vaudeville performer. He began his newspaper career as a Broadway reporter, critic, and columnist for New York tabloids.
If he's doing vaudeville, he's pretty old, so I'm kind of wondering how old they want us to think Wilson is.
Well, he was born in 1897, and he passed away in 1972.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that does lead to some questions.
But Wilson was just starting writing out, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Back at school... this is where you're talking about earlier,
Brian. Brian brought some gossip.
Yeah, some girl's stuffing her bra, and he wants Brad to write about it, but Brad has standards. He won't write that, and that's good, because it's not a good look. Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. Randy comes in, and he apologizes to Brad. What's this Winchell donut joke?
I didn't even...
Brad says, like... Randy says something about, like something like Walter Winchell, and Brad's like, is that the donut guy?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. And I don't know any famous... You know, it's not like a Dunkin' Donut joke, right?
Yeah. I only know, like, Entenmann's, and that doesn't sound like...
Winchell's Donut House must be a famous thing in California, at least.
Oh, did you look it up?
Yeah. Looks like it's probably something out west.
Well, this joke plays... this audience... Forget
it's,
it. Forget
it's very confusing.
It
yeah,
doesn't it does, hit in the Midwest.
No, it is very strange.
Yeah. Okay. Brad did read it. Randy's... Man, I am losing it. If you read Randy's article, he didn't get it, but he could tell it was good, and they're back on good terms.
Maybe they can team up someday. Yeah. Kind of like how we used to do those serial articles together.
Those were fun.
They were.
I think relatively good, all things considered.
Hard to remember. I'd have to read them again.
I got rose-colored lenses. I think they were good.
Well, they weren't quite as good as your beefless.
Because they don't say Ronnie Steele.
I was going to compare, actually, the Hey Yo to your beefless.
Beef List was well...
It was well received. You got a lot of feedback on that.
I know. I was surprised by how much feedback I got on that. People really responded.
Tell people
to that.
What your Beef List was.
Beef List was like...
A nationally syndicated column.
Shockingly, this is going to shock everybody listening, but I've had a couple of blogs in my time. I don't know. I think I was doing it for school or maybe not, and I just basically would write like blogs about like... complaints that I had.
It was like Festivus all the time.
Not like real complaints, just like kind of joking complaints. I guess I don't know if they're still out there. I kind of get rid of my stuff after a while.
That's my favorite thing about you.
Yeah, like
I don't want everyone to ever find this again.
I don't
want
to watch and wait and see if something ages well or not. I'm just going to make that decision for everyone. people liked it.
Well, you know what? When I Google Adam Dietz beef list, the first thing that comes up is Dietz and Watts and meat.
So that's refreshing.
Yeah, it must not be that.
It's probably long gone. If I've done my due diligence, it's
you know what? I have a way of finding things, Adam.
Yeah, sure. Well, hey, if you want to find, if it's good, then I'd love to see it resurfaced. But if there's anything off color, let's let sleeping dogs lie.
All right. Well, I remember watching this episode and thinking, the beef list. So I want to bring that up. But the last scene here at home, Jill has found that they actually overpaid in taxes by $3. So, a lot of work for nothing. Let's finish this year's taxes early, and usually it's a last-minute rush. Not really a lot here in this last scene.
No, it's weird. It just sort of ends.
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of awkward.
Kind of how this podcast is just about to end. So, we'll talk to you next week.
See you guys. Bye. Take care if you want. Roll credits fade to black. The right stuff, a.k.a. Extra, extra. Brad's all about it. Castle's Corner, Jordan, what do you make of this episode?
It's a pretty good episode, I think, for what we've had recently. You know, we talk about how at this point we would like to see more plot centered around the boys. So we get that here. We get the kind of the reverse of what we had a long time ago when Randy joins Brad's classroom. So that was, I guess, interesting. I remembered this episode. I don't always remember the episodes, especially later in the run. So I saw this and I remembered what was going to happen. It's not like a very complicated moral that we learn here, but, you know, they're high school teens, so I guess that's good. You know, if it's good for circulation, it's good for you, that type of thing. Tool time stuff, not great to start with. I guess it's been a while since they've done a big gag like that, maybe. I don't know. He's flying out the window. But I guess it was probably a stunt double, now that I think about it.
Didn't look like one.
No? All right. Well,
I don't know.
IRS stuff, not that interesting. I don't know. I feel like A-plot is fine, the rest of it not so good. So, but worth the watch.
Yeah, I agree with you. You gotta take these late Home Improvement episodes in the context of the other episodes. So it hasn't been a very good run the last five or six. So yeah, I liked seeing one centered around Brad and Randy. I actually liked seeing them at school stuff, kind of some different stuff. Like that little editor boy with the glasses taking things a little too seriously.
I don't think he had a name. I mean, I'm sure in the credits somewhere he has a name, but I don't remember his name being mentioned.
Oh, you want to know his name?
No. I was just thinking, I know who Brian was in the episode.
His name's Matt.
Matt. I don't remember hearing that.
He did the voice of Garfield in the Garfield Tale of Two Kitties.
Wow.
You know who did the voice of the first Garfield in the Garfield movie?
Tell me.
Bill Murray. This guy replaced Bill Murray. Imagine that. Wish Bill Murray would have been the editor in this episode. That'd have been a turn.
That would have been an angle.
It's an interesting episode. I like the stuff with Brad and Randy. Everything else is kind of bad and doesn't work. Fortunately, there's not that much of the other stuff, and we mostly just get this sort of conflict, which I liked. The auditing stuff is stupid, and the tool time scene is really dumb and kind of long. It's like, okay, speed this up. Like, let's get him out the friggin' window if that's what we're gonna do. Like, chop chop, please. I got things to do. Thank you very much. That's it. That's all I got.
All right.
It's fine. Well, it's slightly better than average.
There you go. Let's move on to social media. What do you say?
Yes, I say.
All right. If you want to reach out to us, go to thehomeandpodcast.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Home and Podcast. We're on patreon.com/homeandpodcast, where Adam's going to tell us what we're covering very soon, a ZTB joint, probably. And you can also support us by leaving us a review. I don't think we have any new ones, so people are just slacking.
I'll just stop doing this. And maybe that's what you want, all of you.
That's why they're not leaving reviews. So I do have some Facebook feedback. Now, I know you don't like hearing from Lil Dauber, But I thought you might be interested.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I thought you might be interested in learning a little bit more about how my family meetings went. We talked about that last episode.
Yeah, go on.
So this is from Lil Dauber on Facebook. So disappointed you have no... This is targeted at me, apparently. So disappointed obviously. You have no recollection of the substance of our irregularly scheduled family meetings. They usually included chore distribution, how to treat your brothers better. I probably never had to be addressed by that. And some input from all of you on how to better function as a family. Boy, I would love...
I'm calling BS on, like, a half of that, but sure.
I would love to know what our input was. Maybe your older brothers will remember if anything else was discussed. I will not ask them. I responded with, the real question is, how effective were those meetings? Her response, you all seem very good at your own homes today with chores, lawn care, laundry, cooking, cleanup responsibility. In my opinion, you learned something. So
nice that you guys can have like a little family therapy session on our social pages.
You know, she would never accept blame for if those meetings went bad.
Yeah, that's
fair. I also heard from Sarah on Facebook who says, among other things, can't believe you're halfway through season 7 already. And you know what? I mean, this was, you know, back a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we're almost all the way through season 7 already.
I know. Went by fast. Out like a lion and like a lamb.
It's kind of the opposite, but sure.
Yeah.
You said out like a lion and like a lamb.
Whatever. Yeah.
All right. What do you got on Twitter? I know there's a lot going on.
Well, I suppose it's time to announce the... You know, talk about the favorite Home Improvement character bracket.
Let's do it.
You're pretty excited?
I mean...
Do you know what's been happening? Have you been looking? Or
I have not been looking. You did send me a text.
Yeah.
But I don't know the results, really. So I've just kind of been waiting on pins and needles.
So in the semifinals, we had Tim versus Randy in one side, and then Jill versus Al on the other side. So first, I want to give you the results of Tim versus Randy. Please tell me who you think won and what the percentage was.
Of who's the... What, it's the most popular, right? Just most popular. Yes,
favorite character of the two.
I mean, this is a close one, but I think Tim won. 55-45?
Tim, 67.3. Randy, 32.7.
A bigger gap than I thought.
All right, next one. Favorite character, Jill versus Al. Oh, I should have said, we got 55 votes on the Randy-Tim one. Favorite character, Jill versus Al. 50 total votes. Who do you think won, and what was the percentage?
Jill versus Al. Al? I mean, this is the one you sent me that was really close, I think. So I guess I'll say 55-45 again.
56-44, Al. You were close. That was a tight one. It really, she was, you know, Jill was down. It was not as close for a while, and then it really came on in the end. So we got a finals of Al Borland versus Tim Taylor. By the time this episode comes out, voting is still going to be occurring, so get on social media and vote. I made it a nice long poll. I'm not going to say what, you know, we've got about 25 votes already. It's only been going on a day, so I'm not going to say what the results are. But weigh in and make your voice heard for the most beloved or favorite character on Home Improvement March Madness Challenge, because this is the only March Madness you're getting this year. So,
yikes.
Yeah.
I
got some other stuff too.
Okay.
Where is it? Okay, so Luke Geddes at Neurosi Catalog. So he tweeted at us, and it's a cameo from Richard Karn, and it says, "Thanks, Mom and Dad and Al Borland, for the congrats on publishing a book, but I wish you would have found a different way to tell me about the other thing." So I watched this, and it's Richard Karn, and he's congratulating this guy for his finishing of his book, and Richard says, "You know, I wrote a book once as well," and then it ends with the guy saying, Richard saying that this guy's parents are getting divorced.
Hmm.
I can't tell if it's real or not, but Richard Karn's acting like it is. He's an actor, but well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we live in that kind of a world now.
Yeah. What's your response to that? Interesting, I guess.
Yeah, it's something I'd love to know more about.
Richard Karn kind of like humble brags, like, I wrote a book once. It's probably my favorite part.
Is that what I do?
Yeah. You tell me, you writing anything these days?
I sent something over to you, but it was a bracket thing. It wasn't a book, so.
I forgot about that. Tim Allen posted a picture. He says, love, love, love my TV family. So grateful. And I said, excuse me? And then I sent a photo of his real TV family, the Taylors. Check yourself.
No response, huh?
Nah, he called me on his cell phone. We had a real conversation. what else we got? Yeah, that's about it.
That's where we stand, huh?
Oh, I changed our bio.
Ooh. Let me read it.
Okay. Yeah. Less political.
You know, yeah, so out goes both of the previous supporters, and we
Carrot Top's old hat.
We got two new ones, one fictional, one not.
Yeah, Frankie Muniz is not real.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I think
this is Frankie Muniz and the Hamburglar.
Two icons. Do you want me to put them on our logo?
Yeah, do whatever you can. I know you play around with that stuff. But yeah, other than that, Twitter, the polls, that's it.
It's all that matters.
I'm staying off Twitter as much as I can these days. But yeah, get on and check out the polls and have some fun, sure. Yeah.
Let's all do right. It. Well, I certainly had fun with you today.
Oh, you know it. The feeling's mutual. What are we covering next week?
We are covering The Sun Also Mooches.
Oh, wow.
Sounds I can't like... wait to find out what the reference is there, because I have no idea.
Oh, I got a picture, so it's kind of spoiled for me, but I won't say anything. Okay, cool. Till then, Jordan, thank you for joining me. Listeners, thank you for listening, and I guess I should say, take care.
Take care, everybody.